are for platforms because they destroy illusion and reveal truth.
On April 28th, dozens of protesters gathered in downtown Montreal, calling on the Canadian government to repatriate Abu Soufiane Abdelrazak, the Canadian citizen who has been stranded in Sudan since 2003. Sudanese authorities arrested Abdelrazak when he was visiting the North African country in 2003. The Sudanese then allegedly tortured the Canadian national. Following this, he was interrogated by members of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS. And documents obtained by Abdelrazak's lawyer in February suggest that CSIS was complicit in his torture, recommending that the Sudanese arrest Abdelrazak. Activist Samir Shaheen Hussein was at the Montreal protest. CKUT's Stefan Christophe reached him by phone.
Soufiane Abdelrazak was basically imprisoned and tortured by the Sudanese authorities, presumably under the orders of CSIS, with complicity of the Canadian government.
Following his arrest, alleged torture, and interrogation, Abdelrazak's name appeared on the United Nations terrorist watch list. However, he has not been charged with any crime, according to his lawyer, Yavar Hamid. CKUT's Sama El-Biari spoke to Hamid on April 28th.
We've looked through thousands of pages of documentation. There's no indication of any charge against him, and in fact, Our RCMP and the Canadian Security Intelligence Service have explicitly said that there's no basis, there's no current and substantive basis to keep Mr. Abdelrazak on this United Nations list, which assumes that he's somehow associated with Al-Qaeda.
After his release from the Sudanese prison, Canada granted Abdelrazak so-called temporary safe haven in the Canadian embassy at Khartoum, meaning that he can live in the lobby of the embassy. However, the government has prevented him from returning home to Canada. When over 100 Canadians pooled their money to purchase Abdelrazak a ticket on a flight bound for Canada and scheduled to leave on April 3rd, Foreign Minister Lawrence Cannon declared that the Canadian man was a threat to national security and refused to grant him the emergency passport required to board the flight.
Going back in 1995, the U.S. Border Patrol started erecting 600 miles of barricades along the U.S.-Mexico border in order to purposefully push migrants. Adding to the loss of life for many migrants, another of the main problems that we see with the construction of this border wall is the blockage of binational corridors. Wildlife doesn't recognize political boundaries. In her recent interview, the 2006 National Human Rights Award from Mexico National Commission for Human Rights, Isabel Garcia said, quote, I think our nation must hear the truth. Unfortunately, not much of the truth is being told to the Congress, to this administration, and we are in a critical situation with the devastating impact of the so-called border security measure on all aspects of our community." End quote. As the African rap artist Chicken Jaffa Cole say in his last album, quote, "Ouvrez les frontières, ouvrez les frontières, open the borders, open the borders."
Capitalists, socialists, all hyper-pushed the Canadian post by deploying drivers such as antagonists.